Doug, KB4, CPA.
Where's Zeddy this morning, Dave? In 0TR.
Crew's keying up the repeater and not giving their ID.
Dave, I think it's the wind. It's pretty darn high here, so I think what it'd be up on the mountain. It's 14 mile an hour peak is what my little weather station's saying. I just turned the radio on. I'm sitting here watching the Bassmaster Classic down in Texas. More to catch some big bass.
When I was a kid, my dad took me out two times. And we went out to, I think it was called Red's Fishing Lake on Malden Road. And I think the second time we went, we caught some fish. He always wanted to fish for catfish and carp. But anyway, that was boring. But then I had a buddy of mine take me out on Hartwell in his boat, and we did some bass fishing. Now, that was fun. And, I enjoyed that, but, that sitting around waiting for something to bite thing just, doesn't do much for me.
You're right. That's the reason they call it fishing and not catching. Yeah, I used to love to do that for Channel Cat up in Kansas, but it's been many years ago. I'm just not able anymore. But it was so funny. I had a friend up there named Bob Beisinger. And after work, when I was working at that wheel plant, a bunch of us would go up to Bone Creek Reservoir. And I went up there one night with Bernice, and I said, "Well, how you guys doing?" to one of my fellow workers. And he said, "Oh, we didn't come up here to fish, really, Tom." They were fishing, of course. They said, "We just come up here to watch Bob." And he just catch fish hand over fist. And the other guys just sat there and catch none.
Some people have a knack for it. From that, my grandfather always farmed catfish. And he would, he usually used cotton and dough, and he chewed tobacco. And he would spit on the bait before he threw it out in the water. And he said that helped draw the fish to the to the bait. Now, I don't know. I mean, he died when I was four, so I never went fishing with him, but I do remember it. But, whether it did or it didn't, who knows?
So, I just got a pain. Oh. Anyways, just to give you an example, the wife and I went up there with Bob by ourselves one time, and Bob, he was sitting there, and he had his chicken livers, and he'd lay them out in the sun just before we'd go out fishing and let them stiffen up a little bit because they're real hard to keep on the hook. And then he'd put a little garlic salt on them, and he'd use those real curly hooks. And he caught three or four fish already. He had a tub of that bait. And me and Bernice had caught nothing. And I think she might have caught one little bitty one. And I had the same bait that I had made and was using it. And you put it on this curly hook, and then you take mama's sewing thread and wrap around it so it'll stay on there. And I thought, well, that'll never work. And they'll sense that sewing thread. So, anyways, I finally got tired of it. Excuse me, Dave. And I said, "Bob, come over here." And I said, he said, "What do you want?" I said, "Bait Bernice's hook with some of your bait, and you cast it out." And he did. And the very first fish he caught was 10 and a half pounds. I think the next one was about 13. And That just goes to show you, some people just got it.
Yeah, but yeah, those guys, you're watching, they do that for a living. They, they've got a ton of money invested in all their equipment, you know, the boat, the tackle, and, you know, the trailer, the truck or whatever they're pulling it with. And, you know, that's like, you know, when they're out in the bay, that's their office. Except I don't think they're getting any faxes or emails or anything like that while they're out there, but heck, who knows? Oh, me. That wouldn't be the life for me, but, you know, if they enjoy it, you know, more power to them. And by the way, I wanted to mention to you, I've got you full quieting on the input. You might, if you can hit the reverse button on that radio and see, you know, where I am on your end, if I'm making the trip. Shoot, we could talk simplex.
I don't even know which button to push on this old radio now. But I think I got it written down over here. But yeah, we used to fish, and the later you went, the better off you are. But Bob, one night, he'd bring the fish to me because his wife would not fry them or cook them for him. And otherwise, he'd just throw them back. And so one night I got a call about, oh, gosh, must have been 11:30 at night, and I was already in bed because I had to work the next day. And he says, Tom, you want some catfish? I said, oh, certainly. And they're just delicious, filleted and that. I said, where are you at? And he says, oh, I'm up on Bone Creek. And I said, have you looked at the temperature lately? And, well, no. I said, is there any crowding up there with you tonight? He looked around. He says, no, I don't see anybody else, Tom. And I said, well, it's 32 degrees, Bob. And I said, you're nuts. And he was out there fishing when it was freezing, Dave.
Yeah, that's the best time to catch them. But, you know, that's just what I've heard. Man, I tell you, I found out yesterday we were having the trees cut down. I could have left my dang antenna up in that oak tree and instead I took it down because the guys, my wife and I both thought that we agreed that they would top that tree, but he showed me the estimate on his phone and it didn't say anything about topping it, just raising the canopy, basically, and did what he did, I could have done. I mean, you know, the limbs were, I've got a chainsaw, you know, that extends, and that, of course, is electric, but, you know, to cut those limbs off, and I could have done what he did instead of having to pay him for the stupid thing to do it, but. Anyway, kind of ticked off at myself. Now I've got to get somebody over here to shoot that line back over the tree.
Come over here and get my shooter, or else you'd have to have an air compressor. I have one, Dave, but this surgery I got coming up is really long and pretty bad, and I hate to do anything right now to aggravate that. I have a air bubble, you can air it up, but you only get a couple of good shots out of it, and things can go wrong, of course, with it. But how high is your tree?
4CVA. I don't know, 45, 50 feet. I'd say probably closer to 45. Yeah. Because I've shot at a gun range where it was 50 feet. I don't think it's that tall. But anyway, yeah, I'm not asking you to get involved in any way. I was trying to remember who did that for me. I think I can call Dave and he can tell me. I can't remember if it was who it was, Chad or Patrick or who it was. That man just one shot and they cleared all four trees and right across the top of every one of them. It was perfect. You couldn't have done any better.
That's a small tree. Some of mine are 100 feet. Well, I can't do anything after I get this one surgery done. Then I'm probably going to have, without a doubt, shoulder surgery. But, you know, that's pretty physically not demanding to do that. And like I said, I'd be glad to shoot it for you, but I've been cautioned not to overdo it here lately until after this happens. And so it would be a few weeks before I could get over there.
Well, like I said, I don't want to get you involved. Besides, did they actually find a brain that would fit there in your skull?
I didn't get what you said. You cut off there at the last. But I think it's a one.
Only a one. I said, did they get a brain to fit in your skull?
That's anything. That's for sure. You know, I'm kind of concerned about this deal. I mean, 3.5 hours, they could do heart surgery in that length of time.
You're all fixed up, and you'll be ready to go.
Worry about sedation means I have congestive heart failure. They don't like to do that very much anymore. And I've heard that it can affect your injury, your brain, when you get as old as I am. And it did with my brother-in-law, and it wasn't good. But he had bad colon surgery and almost died. And I've been there about 4 times, so anyways, looking on the brighter side, I hope you get it back up. You got the stuff to do it with, and you can enjoy it. I had a kind of a rare contact the other night on CW. It was on 17 meters, and I worked China. I've worked China before on almost all the bands, but that was long before I come down here, and he was so weak I wasn't really sure of it, but I thought it did, and I heard him answer. So the next day, or 2 days later, it come up on Logbook of the World, so I guess I did.
KB4CBA, yeah, I get those emails from Logbook of the World. To be honest with you, I don't even check them. I guess I should, you know, look at my log and make sure, you know, everything's that's in their reports on mine. But I figure they know what they're doing. But I guess I'm just not that concerned. But I put everything on QRZ, and then I have another log that I used, some log that I can't think of the name, not a name, it's, starts with an F, 3-something, I think. But anyway, I learned about it at the Greer Club meeting, and, they use it for contests, and they said it's just a good logging software, and so that's what I use, like when I'm doing FTA and all that. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to get out here and see what kind of trouble I can get into. Well, I tell you, it's, you know, we got rid of sweet gum trees, and let me drop the repeater. We got them cut down, and, you know, there's still some sweet gum balls on the ground, and I was on a level spot. There was a bunch of them, and I stepped on them, you know, thinking nothing about it. And the next thing I know, my butt's on the ground. That was this morning, and I'm just laying there going, you have got to be kidding. These trees were gone, and I'm still falling. So needless to say, I still got some cleaning up to do, but, oh, Lord, I tell you, you know, it's just kind of funny. The trees are gone, and I'm still busting my rear end.
Well, Dave, God bless you, man. That's bad. I was working in a hospital my last year as a electrician, electronic technician, and I fell on the black ice. And I wasn't, you know, that wasn't my job, but the boss asked me if I'd help spread some ice melt, and I said, sure. So I got up from the computer and went out there, and I was throwing the ice melt right in front of my feet, kind of like those things off of the sweet gum trees you're talking about. And so I wouldn't fall, and I went up in the air, and I come down, and I had a big scar up through the middle that they've opened up twice, and I got four hernias there, two down there, they call them a nickel, and I knocked my shoulder out of joint 2 inches, tore my rotator cuff and my labrum, and they fixed those six hernias and one outpatient surgery, and then I had back injury. And they operated on my shoulder, but I think it's starting to quit now because it's drastic pain in it. Just sitting there at night, I'll just get horrible pain. So I got another appointment with him after the surgery, if I live through it. And so you're lucky if you didn't get hurt, and I'd get me a broom rake and get out there and get those sweet gum balls before something like that happened, because the older you get, the worse it is if you fall.
Kidding. Well, luckily, I was able to, you know, kind of catch myself as I fell, so I fell on my back, and I kind of did that deliberately, so. But anyway, kind of rolled over on my back. I might have hit part of my shoulder or something, I don't know. But I'm fine. I don't hurt anywhere, so nothing's falling off, so I guess I'm okay. me. But, I get a kick out of it. Nurse, when I go to the doctor every 6 months and they say, have you fallen lately? I just look at her and I go, good lady, I play tennis 6 times a week. I said, what do you think?
I didn't get all of that. The wind is bumping the repeater, I think, but you're very fortunate, Dave. I'll tell you that. I retired after that in disability, but I was 62, I think, at the time, or no, about 60, a little later than that. And the kids said, Dad, you're too beat up. You need to retire. So I did come down here, and it's the best thing I ever did. And so be careful out there. I'll let you go. Those sweet gum balls are on my daughter's driveway over there at their lake house. And, oh, my, it's real steep downhill, and you step on one of those, you're going down, and it's on asphalt, which would be a lot worse. I went down on concrete. Anyways, Dave, have a good day. KB4CBA in 0TR 73.
All right, well, you behave yourself over there, and I know Bernice will keep you in line, and I'll keep watching the calendar here for your surgery, upcoming surgery, and I might try to find some kind of balloon or something that have a nice... saying on it. I'm not going to say what it's going to say yet, but anyway. you have a good one, Tom. Enjoy the key, sir. N0TRK before CBA clear.
Clear. Have a good day, Dave.